Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Brett moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Trammell moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins fields it and throws to second for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Hebner moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Leach. Washington reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Washington moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Aikens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aikens is 0-for-1 in the game. Aikens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, Tigers, 1. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive towards left. Wilson chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Wilson. Peters moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peters tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 1 in the game. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. White reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. White moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Tigers. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis strikes out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 2 in the game. Motley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 3, Tigers, 3. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Washington bunts towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett is walked intentionally. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Brett moves to second. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Rozema now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 3 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Motley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 3 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowan's now playing center field. Kirk Gibson now playing right field. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Saucier now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Motley. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Peters is walked intentionally. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McRae is hit by the pitch. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 4 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Way then pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kemp hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher pinch runs for Richie Hebner. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelleher moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 4 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelleher scores. Gibson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.